You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on a Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. We've made it halfway through the week, folks. The day after the Wisconsin general spring election, which found Judge Susan Crawford beating Judge Brad Schimmel 55% to 45%, found Superintendent of Public Instruction incumbent Dr. Jill Underle beating Brittany Kinzer 52.9% to 47.1%, and found the voter ID requirement, which is already law, pass 62.8% to 37.2%. Lots to get to in a short time. To get there, at the bottom of the hour, John Roach. We call him a Renaissance man. He is a great filmmaker. Brand new film called A Road at Night, the story of Howard Moore, longtime Wisconsin Badger basketball player and coach. It'll be showing at the Barrymore Theater here in Madison on Sunday at 7 p.m. as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival. He's going to be here, Roach is, talking about that. We also have a little trivia to do, a text to win contest, your chance to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets this hour, and also what's worse, and a little bonus time with our friend Trigvy Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Because Trigvy, you want to weigh in on what's worse?
I do.
He's still yawning. Boy.
Sorry.
You can't buy that kind of excitement.
I know.
All right. It's 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's do this quick. Here we go. Time once again to play Civic Media's Break into Spring Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
That's right, time to play our Text to Win Spring Break into Spring Text to Win Contest. Your chance this hour, somebody's going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Got their first win yesterday, and it's very exciting. These tickets are not just your average seat. They're in the club level. You have your own kind of concession stand and bathrooms right behind you, air conditioned in case it's a overly hot day, beautiful seats. And we're going to give away 2 tickets this hour, and everybody gets entered in to win the grand prize of a Verlo mattress set complete with a bamboo steamer. No, bamboo sheets included with that beautiful Verlo mattress set. So download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Open it up. First 11 stations are ours. There's Trivi. He's ready to play. And go to the one closest to you or pick one of the first 11. Open it up on the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, a little icon that says text. I'm going to give you the secret word this hour and text it in to win. The word this hour is sprout. The word is sprout. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, R-O-U. T as in Todd. Sprout. I guess I'm trying to use it. In the spring, the seeds sprout. S-P-R-O-U-T. Sprout. Text the word sprout right now.
All right. I enjoy getting sprouts.
But that's plural. Don't mess him up. Sprout. The seeds will sprout. S-P-R-O-U-T. Singular, sprout. And you have to spell it correctly because the computer picks this out. And if you don't spell it correctly, you're SOL. And here's the deal. This has been a big thing. Our friend, what's the matter, Trigby? Did you misspell it?
I'm out. My stupid autocorrect put sport, not sprout.
Sprout. S-P-R-O-U-T, sprout.
Well, you could still text again if it didn't work.
Yes, you could still text it again.
Not because, well.
All right. Anyway, Jane Matinera, a friend and colleague of the show before us, she is out for vengeance because she is going to topple us this time. We're behind in the count. We were given the count yesterday, and we are in bad shape here to win this contest. So we need every vote. At the end of the day, it really isn't about you, the listening audience. It's about us. No, it's not. Anyway, text the word sprout.
Would you like me to give him a little pep talk?
Sure, go for it, Trigby.
Listeners, great moments are made of great opportunity, and this is a great opportunity for you to get tickets to the Brewers. You were born to be texters to the on behalf of the Todd Albo Show, each and every one of you. Now get out there and take it for us. Do you like it?
That was very good. You may have to come back the rest of the week to help us out. Text the word sprout.
It was Herb Brooks' 1980 Olympic speech.
S-P-R-O-U-T. Sprout. Text it right now. Somebody from this hour. You're not up against anybody else. Only people texting this hour. Somebody this hour is going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. It might as well be you. Text Sprout to the Civic Media app right now. All right? So they're beautiful seats, and we're going to be doing this the rest of the weekend. On Friday, after Friday's show, they're going to pick the big grand prize winner for a Verlo mattress set.
But you know the best part of this contest, Todd?
Oh, Lord.
It's statewide.
Yes, it is. It's the attorneys are right outside the windows here, giving me the evil eye because I didn't say statewide contest. All right, 12 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock.
Can I ask a question? If you win tickets to tonight's Brewers game and you live in Superior, that's
no, it's
really
not for tonight. It's
good.
Not for tonight.
Yeah,
it's for a future Brewers.
Yes. Yeah. Civic Media will reach out to you at the phone number you used to text in to figure out what day we can get you tickets for.
Also, Tom in L.A., L.A. Tom on YouTube asking the question, what is a bamboo steamer? What? What? Didn't you watch like TBS? Or back in the day, in the 80s, they had the infomercials, and it'd be the bamboo steamer. And it was a big infomercial, and they would sell you this steamer basket that was made of bamboo. And I never ordered one, but I'm sure it was cheap. And all you did is set this on a pot of boiling water. And it was a big deal that, oh my God, the bamboo steamer to have healthy. Do you remember this, Trigby? No.
Now, when you buy frozen vegetables, the bags that they're in are steam bags, and you like open it a little and you put it in the microwave and you just steam it.
I'm sorry, back in 1983.
And if you're not careful, you nuke your hands.
Yeah. Well,
bad
in 83, that didn't exist.
You get very hot.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on 14.
Did you have the Ginsu too, Todd?
Yes. The Ginsu knife. Yeah, absolutely. Mm hmm. All right, 14 past 1 o'clock, time now to do what's worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can go with this, or you can time now to play what's worse. Your chance to have your voice heard, if I can talk, all across the state of Wisconsin. 11 stations. No better place to get your voice heard than on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us and find out how you can advertise with us. Timely. Timely indeed. Trigby and I know better than anybody else. Trigby's had more wins than I have. But inevitably, after a loss, people are salty. Some people on your own team. And people sometimes can be aggressive or they can be passive aggressive. So today is what's worse, passive aggressive or aggressive? What's worse, passive aggressive or aggressive? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, passive aggressive or aggressive? 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Trigby Olson, passive aggressive or aggressive? What's worse?
Passive aggressive.
Yes.
All those Minnesota people I grew up with, every single one of them, they're the most passive-aggressive people you'll ever meet. Aggressive, you can deal with. Oh, God, Minnesotans? Yeah, Minnesota nice is totally passive-aggressive. It's total BS.
Now, to be careful, people listening on BZH, you might have some Minnesotans.
I know that. I get that, that Minnesotans are going to soon be part of our universe. And
we
I
bought a station. Civic Media bought a station.
I get.
And
they're just a bunch of they're only fans when it comes to football. They're not owners.
Jeff Perry comments on Facebook. What's worse? I think that if you would ask better questions, you might get more replies. But that's just me. You don't have to listen if you don't want to.
I agree. Yes. Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Passive aggressive is way worse, but I can't wait to hear what other people say.
That's a great example of passive aggressive.
Yes, well passive done. Aggressive is horrible. 100%, Tom.
Tom in LA, aggressive. If you know where people stand, passive aggressive is horrible. Yes.
You know what's the most passive aggressive thing that people used to always say is you do you. That's so like really
855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Karina, passive aggressive or aggressive? What's worse?
Passive aggressive, you know, like Russian people. We're just aggressive. It's easy to deal with us. You tell us what to do, we tell you yes or no. And it's simple. When the people are passive aggressive, I think they're more lying than they want something to achieve. Mm-hmm. They're more self-centered, manipulative, and kind of like a weasel. Because if you are in the relationship with me, in any friendship relationship, if we have a conversation and you are passive aggressive with me, I don't need that conversation at all because you're just trying to do something I don't even know.
I think that is so well said. I appreciate people who are straightforward. I really do. Well done, Karina. Trigby, what do you think about that?
I agree with that 100%.
And you've known people in Russians and people from that part of the world. I think Americans may be the most passive aggressive people out there. Agree or disagree in your travels?
No, Europeans.
Really? Any particular country?
Further east and towards Scandinavia, maybe.
Really? All right. Well, that's very interesting. What's worse, aggressive or passive aggressive? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, Trey. Well, we appreciate you sticking around this extra time this week. And we look forward to
I like this or that game.
He doesn't like talking to me about politics anymore. But this or what's worse.
No, I do like talking to you about politics. I do. I'm just saying I like this game though.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Are you sticking
I'm still
around?
Put off by the rock set to come in. No, I gotta
All right.
go.
All right. Thanks, Trey. You have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Come on back. More What's Bye, Worse guys. On the Other Side. Bye, Trigby. And John Roach after the bottom of the hour. It's the All Balls Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Many thanks to Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, for sticking around. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday after the bottom of the hour. One of my all-time favorite people to have on this show, John Roach, Renaissance man, University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate. You could talk to this guy about anything, and what I'm really happy to talk today about with him is his new film called A Road at Night. It's going to be shown at the Barrymore Theater this weekend at 7 p.m. on Sunday as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival. I'm going to talk to Roach after the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Right now, talking about what's worse. Well, a couple of things. Number one, if you want some Brewer tickets, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets to a future game. And the club level seats, fantastic seats, by the way. And all you have to do to be eligible this hour is text the word right now on the Civic Media app. Text the word SPROUT. S-P-R-O-U-T. SPROUT. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, Sprout, and you'll be eligible to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets as well as a Verlo mattress set as the grand prize. Lots of great prizes on this great contest. So do that. Also asking you the question, what's worse, passive-aggressive or aggressive? Passive-aggressive or aggressive? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us online or we stream or on the Civic Media app. John Jed Jorn, great name, is watching on YouTube, says aggressive sucks, but those people are typically consistent. Passive aggressive is people you are on guard with constantly. I think that's well said, Summers. I mean, people who are always passive aggressive, I don't know if you really trust them that much, right?
I agree. And on a similar line, we got a text from Barb in Waukesha who said, this is easy. Passive aggressive is worse. I married and divorced someone who was passive aggressive. The really? Effing silent treatment for days.
Wow. That's very interesting. Maybe part of the reason it's past tense was.
It seems like it might have been the right move. Yeah.
Yeah. Zomers, aggressive or passive aggressive? What's worse?
I definitely agree with passive aggressive. Well, like everyone else is saying, with aggressive, you can just say, all right, you're mad right now. We'll get to this later. And you know where you stand. With passive aggressive, there are people who were passive aggressive to me like once in middle school or high school that I'm still a little like I'm a little bit bitter against them.
Really? Wow.
Because my only impression of them is, wow, I just talked to you and like said hello and you were just a jerk. Okay.
Right,
goodbye.
Right. No, I agree. This isn't a hard one for me at all. It's passive aggressive is worse because I think to your point, to other people's Karinas, you don't really know how to deal with those people always. And they're never really being 100% upfront with you. And I would rather have someone just, I guess, yell at me or like, I know where I stand with people who are aggressive. Right. And if it gets too aggressive, I guess I could just walk away. But the passive aggressive stuff is just like, all right, come on. And not to say that I've, you know, to be fair, to be honest, I'm not going to say I've never been passive aggressive. But I don't know. You know me pretty well by now. It's not really my style, is it?
No, like you'll be sarcastic, but then it's cool. It's clearly a joke,
right?
And not it. And even then, it's usually not a passive aggressive joke unless it's about yourself.
Well, that's true too. Tony Watch on YouTube says, unless they are physically aggressive, then you can't really walk away from the situation. Well, that's a good point. That's a whole other kettle of fish, right? No, I'm not. We're not talking about violent physical violence here. Whereas, I guess, aggressive meaning like people who are just yellers or verbal yellers or, I guess, really aren't physical yellers, but people who yell or people who are aggressive. Like, I need an answer. I need an answer, like, today. Like, you know, get your stuff together. I need an answer.
We got another text from Shirley in the SAW. To me, passive aggression is worse than explicit aggression. Passive aggression can be so insidious. When I'm the recipient of it, I often only realize it moments later.
That's a good word. Insidious. I like that. Isn't that from Star Wars? Darth Sidious?
That is, yeah.
Not insidious, but Darth Sidious. 855-752-4842. What's worse, passive-aggressive or aggressive? 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Have a YouTube viewer here, I apologize. If I try to pronounce your name, I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. Starts with X. Says, passive-aggressive folks think they can still be friends after treating you poorly.
Another, I think Zizu is how I would imagine that says.
Oh, but I bet. That's a cool name. Zizu. I hope that's right. Yeah, I agree. Is that sometimes passive-aggressive, you know, people are always passive-aggressive. They think that they could just move on like, nothing happened. Oh, Chizu. All right, Chizu. Very good. Appreciate that. That's a great point. That they think they can be nice one moment and passive aggressive the next and won't affect your opinion of them. Great point. 855-752-4842. A couple minutes left in this one. Asking you the question, what's worse, passive aggressive or aggressive? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Really excited, by the way, for John Roach to be here. Been a while since he's been on the program. And I've said this before the show, that get your favorite beverage. I don't know why, but to be honest, I've never had a scotch with John. I've had a beer with John Roach, but never a scotch. But to me, John Roach is one of those guys that you sit next to a fire with a little bit of scotch or brandy or whatever you're drinking, and you just listen. Because his voice is just amazing. And the way he tells stories, not only is a great writer, not only is a great filmmaker, but it's just, it warms your soul. And he's talking about his great new project called A Road at Night. Very, very important film. And he's going to be here in just a couple of minutes. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? A couple of minutes left. Going to try to sneak it in. Very quickly, let's go to the phone lines and go to Milwaukee. Betsy in Milwaukee. Betsy, aggressive or passive-aggressive? What's worse?
I believe passive-aggressive is because they don't take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. I totally agree. Not taking responsibility for actions. All right, stay tuned. Come on back. A great conversation with John Roach about a very important film and talk about Wisconsin Film Festival. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. My next guest is somebody who I enjoy not talking to so much as just listening to immensely. I call him a renaissance man. He is a writer. He is a director, a producer, all-around great guy, an alum of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with a voice as smooth as butter. John Roach joins us from his home here in Madison. He has a great new documentary out called A Road at Night. You can see it this weekend as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore Theater in Madison at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are going quickly, but they are still available. If you want yours, go to wifilmfest.org. wifilmfest.org. Be like me. I've already got mine. Looking forward to it. And Zomers will put that up on our show notes as well. John Roach, thanks for being here.
Hey, Todd. You know, you hear a lot of my voice because I have a mouth like a torn pocket, as my dad used to say. You know, I have been accused by more than a few people of talking too much, but I always enjoy chatting with you.
Oh, well, likewise. Just because you're a real guy, you know, you've know a lot of people, you've done it all in the media and entertainment industry, but you're the quintessential Wisconsin guy just because you're so well grounded, in my opinion. And you remind me,
I am a Wisconsin guy.
I know you are. True. Yes. And you remind me so much of somebody that we know mutually, and that is Bo Ryan, former Platteville, Milwaukee, and and Wisconsin, Madison head coach of basketball there. And, you know, I got to know Bo pretty well over about 3.5 years when I covered him. And he was immensely, you know, immensely popular and important in the basketball world. But you sat at a bar and you had a drink with him, or you were riding on a bus, and he was just as common as anybody else you'd meet at the grocery store anywhere in Wisconsin.
Well, I know Bo well, and we're both Shandy Irish, so maybe that's the explanation.
That could be. Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. You go.
I was just going to say, let's get right into it, because this is a very powerful. You've been on the show once before. You kind of alluded to this very important film, and now it's finally coming out. It's part of the Wisconsin Film Festival, as we said, this weekend, 7 p.m. on Sunday at the Barrymore. People can come see it, called A Road at Night. And for those that might not have heard a previous show, explain to folks what the premise of this documentary is and how what inspired you to take this up as a subject in your work.
Sure. So it's a documentary based on real-life events that and it was an event that happened to the Howard Moore family. Howard, Jen, Jaden, and Jarrell were on their way. Howard was a former University of Wisconsin basketball player and actively a UW coach when the event occurred in May of 2019. They got a little break, which is rare for college assistant coaches. You know, they have just a few brief windows during the year where they can grab some family time. And they got in their van, SUV, and went down to Chicago, visited Howard's parents, Howard Sr. and Trennis. And then instead of staying the night in Chicago, they thought they'd drive, leaving it around midnight, and get to Detroit at about 3-ish, because they didn't want to mess with traffic in Chicago and Detroit, which is not an uncommon thing. But somewhere just outside of Ann Arbor at about 2:30 in the morning, the Moore SUV was hit head-on by a drunk driver going the wrong way on what was effectively an interstate highway. And, you know, most Madison folks, you know, Wisconsin folks know that Jen and Jaden were both killed. Howard was severely burned and then had subsequent additional complications and is physically compromised now. And this is the story about what happened that night, how it happened. It's the story not just of the Moores, but three young women who went out for the evening with seemingly innocent motives, but unfortunately failed to make one good decision when they had multiple chances to do that during the evening. And unfortunately, the Moores paid the price for that. It's a tough topic, but it's also a piece that has a lot of love, a lot of compassion, forgiveness, no small amount of hope. And I've said all along, one of the taglines we used when I wrote the treatment for it originally was, when the worst of times bring out the best in people. And it really has been, I've been a witness to that. And it's absolutely remarkable. The bonds of teammates, Howard's teammates came from all over the country after the accident happened. They were somewhere in the hospital, were in the hospital room within an hour after the accident. And also I just keep bringing up this quote from James Baldwin that really hit me right between the eyes as I was researching the doc. And there was a lot of research into it because there was a lot that was unknown about what occurred. But the James Baldwin quote is, life is tragic and therefore unutterably beautiful. Because the Moore family, even though life is still challenging, they've had a remarkable number of beautiful moments as the community tries to express its concern and compassion for the Moores in the wake of this event.
You're a Badger alum, John Roach, and
I am.
And you know Coach Ryan very well. You're involved, or not involved, but you know these folks, that realm. What led you as a filmmaker to say, this is something I want to do as a creator?
Sure. Well, it's because of my two friends, Tim Valentine and George Hamill. The Moores, the crash happened in May of 2019, and in less than a year, COVID hit the world, and it sucked all the oxygen out of the room, and Howard couldn't go anywhere. He was completely isolated given his condition. And as COVID left the room, Tim and George, who attend the Badger football games together, they were talking, and George said, and Tim Valentine, who is an attorney and is an agent, he represents represented Bo Ryan, he represents Greg Gard, represented Jimmy Leonard, Paul Christ, any number of Wisconsin coaches and players who went on to play in the NFL. And George said to Tim, knowing that he was doing all this pro bono work for the Moores, because it's a very complicated thing when an accident of this kind happens. Mm-hmm. George said, how is Howard doing? And everyone, Todd, was asking that question. And there was some mystery as to what his condition was. And Tim told George how Howard was doing, and it's tough. And George, as I've said, described him, the most affable force of nature I've ever met. He's a very generous man. He's done very well. He gave the founding donation for the new School of Music on campus. He's just, he and his wife, Pamela, are incredibly generous. And so George said, we have to do something. What should we do? And then, you know, Tim and George both agreed they should call me. And when I heard about it, they just wanted people to know what was going on with Howard. And I said, look, you guys, I don't think this is a 3-minute piece. This is a very tough, complicated story. I think it's more of a doc. And as the vast majority of the funds generated by the documentary will go to the Moors, I was quick to note that the big streamers love documentaries and sports documentaries even more. The big streamers gobble up content voraciously. And I said, this is a documentary that they would look at, that they would consider. And those rights fees, by the vast majority of them, would accrue to the Moore Family Trust. So, and if nothing else, publicize what's going on and let people know where they can go to help the Moors out, which is domoore434.com.
Yeah.
So that's why I took it on. And then honestly, Todd, there was a lot of journalistic legwork to be done when we took it on. Not much was known about the actual accident. Not much was known about the young woman who hit them, who also perished in the crash. After we began the documentary, we found out there was a lawsuit against Mercedes-Benz. No mean feat. And I said, oh, well, great, because you know, Germans make great villains. Right. sorry to all my German friends. Yeah. although it turns out we did not go into that because the lawsuit was not settled and we did not want to do anything to upset that apple cart.
Right.
But there was just a lot that was unknown. And then, you know, we interviewed Howard's teammates, Michael Finley, Tracy Webster, Andy Kilbride, Rashard Griffin, Chris Conger, and then we interviewed Bo Ryan, Stu Jackson, Greg Gard, Barry Alvarez, and then both Moore family relatives and also relatives of Jennifer Moore, who was a remarkable woman. She was she graduated from the University of Wisconsin School of Engineering. A woman of color in the School of Engineering in the early 90s.
Yeah.
She was a rara avis, just a beautiful, energetic, lovely woman. And we interviewed her mother in Detroit. It was a tough one. But we also interviewed a lot of the players who were on teams for Wisconsin that Howard was an assistant coach for. So Frank Kaminsky, Nigel Hayes, John Lure, and also some guys at the end of the bench, you know, Brett Valentine and Danny Fahey, because Howard spent a lot of time on the bench as an athlete at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He did not have a ton of playing minutes. But as Stan Van Gundy says in the documentary, Howard could be the best teammate I've ever seen.
Wow.
And pretty much everyone said that. And here's the thing, Todd. We interviewed all of Howard's teammates in the balcony of the field house. They played in the field house. They played before the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
And that place is incredibly evocative for me as a townie who grew up going to watch games. I saw Pat Richter play basketball there.
Wow.
That's how old I am. And it was emotionally powerful for the guys too. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone struggled at one point or another in their interviews, Matt LaPay and others. But, you know, Howard had a great effect on the young athletes he coached as well. And he was on to Frank Kaminsky before anyone, that's some serious bragging rights.
Yeah, it really is.
So we tell the story, but honestly, it's not a basketball documentary. Mm-hmm. It's a story set. The stage upon which it is set is basketball, is big time college athletics, but it's a story about a family, and it's a story about three young women who didn't make good decisions And we are witness to the cascade of awful events when people fail to be smart when they're drinking.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because I love your work. Everything you do, it's so well done. And I know you don't do anything half-assed. You're either going to do it really well or you're not going to do it at all. So I'm just looking forward. And I'll just tell, because I'm, you know, I believe in being transparent on this show. John was very kind and sent me a link so I could watch this before this interview if I wanted to, which he didn't do to very many people. And a combination of two things. A, I was preparing for the election coverage last night. But to be 100% honest, I tangentially know some of the people in this, and I was afraid of my reaction, but I was like, I really have to make time to sit down and really watch this. I can't do it casually. So I had already bought tickets anyway to go on Sunday, but you know, about a minute here before we go to break, we're going to come back and play the trailer, John, but you say, don't be afraid of this movie.
No. It's in a strange way, it's life affirming. There's plenty of hope and inspiration and courage and compassion and forgiveness. You know, you find out who people are when they're tested. And it's very interesting to me doing the documentary, how all of these people reacted to the events, including the Moore family, including mm-hmm. Howard's mother and father and Howard's brother, Darnell, and Vera Barn, Jennifer's mother. There is wisdom and there is beauty.
Yeah. Filmmaker John Roach is our guest. His new film documentary called A Road at Night. It is at the Barrymore Theater this weekend at 7 p.m. Come back and play a trailer, chat more with John. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to all across the state of Wisconsin. The weather update, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with the sports update, and then Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Right now, our guest is filmmaker, writer, director, producer, Badger alum. I do call him a Renaissance man. And honest to God, I don't say that about very many people, because this is just a guy who can do it all. And I love listening to him. John Roach is our guest this half hour. His new documentary called A Road at Night. It will be at the Barrymore Theater this Sunday at 7 p.m. as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival. Still a few tickets remain. Please do as I did. Get yours and join me this Sunday. You can do that by going to wifilmfest.org, wifilmfest.org. Zomers will have all that in our show notes, as well as the foundation that this is benefiting overall, which is for Howard Moore. John, I want to play the trailer to this film to give people a sense of this, if you will allow us. Anything sure. You want to say to set it up before we play this?
Nope. All speaks right. for itself.
All right, here we are, the trailer for A Road at Night at the Barrymore Theater in Madison this Sunday at 7 p.m.
On Wisconsin!
Athletic, energetic, charismatic.
Howard was the high-flying, high-stepping guy.
It's infectious.
Howard Moore, the crowd pleaser. They do like him here.
That's also who he is off the court.
He has it. You know what I'm saying?
Emergency?
All he remembers seeing was headlights right in his face.
About 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that, we get a call.
I hope no one ever receive a call like that. It's like a knife just piercing down in my soul.
We have just learned that it was a family of four that was hit by a head-on driver going the wrong way.
Those who know the Moore family are devastated.
Here I am, just heartbroken for him, and you could still feel like the positive energy coming off the guy.
And I just hugged him. The only way I knew how to handle that at that time was just to be there for my brother.
I get really
you know, angry and emotional about how this incredible person has been dealt this hand.
You can recover from losing a job, or you can recover from losing money, but you ain't even recover from losing your faith now.
I still can't wait for the day when you can come back to Kohl's Center for a game, and you can get 17,000 people. He's a fighter, and he always will be.
The documentary is called A Road at Night by John Roach at the Barry Moore Theater this Sunday at 7 p.m. as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival. Third time I've watched that, and same result every time, John Roach. I remember the day that I first heard about this because very close friends of mine, their children went to school with the Moore's kids. And
you can't believe how many people have a story like that in Madison. Yeah. My daughter was at a children's soccer game. And all of a sudden, she heard another family. They had a blanket set out. They had snacks and the, you know, mandatory apple juice. And all of a sudden, the woman let out a cry and bundled up everything in the blanket and just took off to her car because she was friends with Jennifer Moore.
Wow.
She had just gotten the word.
Yeah.
And there were so many households where that happened around Madison. And, you know, I got to say, to some extent, I had to view the topic objectively. And I came away with such respect for the Wisconsin local Madison community, the athletic community. These are a lot of good people. And yeah, they all tried to do something, tried to help in any way. And the Moore said, for months after the accident, there were people coming in the neighborhood that they did not know bringing over food.
Wow.
So it's just, as I said, it's when the worst of times bring out the best in people. And it is a very tough topic. And look, life is tough. Not every story has a happy ending. But in the midst of all of that, there are just remarkably beautiful things. And my wife said, you know, honey, some people are going to have, they can't bring themselves to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, well, I understand that. But then she watched it. She said, well, yeah, there is a lot of beautiful stuff and there's hope.
That's it, John. I want to say this on the audio side for those listening on radio. It's on the stream right now. The foundation to help Howard Moore and his son, domore434.com. Do More, M-O-O-R-E. .com. The movie
three four was Howard's number. Yes. When he played basketball for Wisconsin.
So. And what I love about this, we got about 2 minutes left here, Zomers. One minute quick. John, yes or no, parts of this film, the hope part, this is Wisconsin basketball. I don't mean to make about sports, but this is the, if you want to know what it, you know, the song, if you want to be a Badger, this is what being a Badger is about, is it not?
It is, totally.
Yeah.
John, it made me proud to be an alum, I'll tell you that.
John, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud to call you a friend. You're a great person, a great filmmaker, a great storyteller, and that's what I love about your work. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Todd. Let's have a beer afterwards Sunday night.
Looking forward to it. Tickets are at wifilmfest.org, A Road at Night. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Also, thanks to Trigvi Olsen and Dale Schultz. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. This film is proof of that. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.